Valley Sounds.
Local music lovers, thanks for tuning in to Valley Sounds. I'm Marcia Ahrens, and tonight's special guest host is Mike Slayton. He's a local musician who plays in the bands Tres Locos, Forest Haven, Duos Locos, and his solo projects. Mike has been playing music and promoting shows for the past 30 years, and his relentless work has helped him and other local bands break into larger venues. Recently, he put on a highly successful free show at Mars Music Hall featuring local music from Angry Native, New Atomic, Blind the Sky, and his band, Tres Locos. He has another big show coming up at Wicks Family Field at Joe Davis Stadium on June 7th. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Valley Sounds. How did you get into concert promotion?
The promoting thing kind of happened accidentally out of necessity, I guess, back in the 90s when I first started playing and shows and gigs and stuff as a young musician. It was pretty much like, okay, these venues say no, you know, I won't book your band and I want to play certain venues or I want to play with bigger bands. You can't play with a bigger band because the bigger band's playing the bigger venue and you can't get into the bigger venue until you're a bigger band. Kind of a vicious cycle. People have to give you a chance to showcase what you're doing. So I just decided I was just going to try to bring some of those bands to where I lived, which was Montgomery at the time. So I was like, well, there's bands that are big but not too big and see if I can afford them. And so I just pretty much started doing that. And I brought Mastodon here 2003. And that was the last big show that I did. It was kind of a nightmare. And so I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm just going to play music. I'm not going to put these shows on. It's too much of a hassle, and it's expensive when you have to go to an ATM because you didn't make enough money off the door, and you got to pay the band out of your pocket, which most of us don't have that kind of money. So this kind of full circled around 20 years later. I started seeing all these shows at certain places around town and trying to get my bands in there, and it was kind of a younger crowd, younger bands, younger promoters that just kind of like brush you off because you're the old guy, you know, you don't know what you're doing, even though you kind of do. So I was like, okay, I'll just start throwing shows and see if I can still do it. So I started putting on shows at Mad Malts, and those have gone well so far. So I was like, I guess I still know how to throw a show. So went from Mad Malts to Mars Music Hall to getting calls from the soccer stadium and sort of blown up. You say overnight, even though it's a 30-year process. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm at, and I'm enjoying it. And so I figure I'll just keep doing both things, put the promoter hat on and play. And the benefit for me as a musician is if I put on a show, I'm going to play it somehow, either with an acoustic thing I have or one of my bands, because I'm in three bands and acoustic duo and solo stuff. So I can kind of mix it up to where I'm not oversaturating people with one band. I'm in this band and you're sick of hearing it because we play all these shows. So I can just, well, next time I'll have another one of my bands play. I have people to help. My wife does a lot of the flyers and the social media videos. She's the tech and the artistic guru. I play in Forest Haven, which is a metal band. Tres Locos, which is like a bluesy rock band. I have a duo called Duos Locos, just acoustic blues mostly. I play solo gigs, which is just weird acoustic stuff. Half of it's instrumental mood music, I guess. I mostly play at breweries when I do that stuff, so I try to just set the mood for people to drink beer and hang out and enjoy. So the first track will be Becoming the Enemy off of the Forest Haven album Monster Inside. We got together, we've been together since 2017, so we're November will be 8 years we've been playing together. We've got Michael Klein plays bass for us. He's in 5 O'Clock Charlie, which are, you know, the local legends. And me, Casey, and Lance from Tres Locos. So it's basically Tres Locos with a different bass player. Casey, instead of playing bass like he does in Tres Locos, he plays guitar in Forest Haven. And we're a weird mixture of classic metal, stoner metal, progressive metal, death metal. It's just kind of all thrown into a blender. And the cool thing about this song is that it's very heavily influenced by Crowbar, which is one of my favorite metal bands. And during the pandemic, Kirk from Crowbar was, since no bands were touring, he was doing like Zoom guitar lessons for $50 or something. So I thought $50 would be worth just chatting with him on a Zoom call, even though I don't really know that I'd need a guitar lesson from him per se. But it ended up being, he taught me a Crowbar song, so that's cool. And then I got to teach him this song, which was just random. I wasn't expecting to do that, so that's kind of my cool moment for this song. I got to teach, you know, the guy that inspired me to write the song, and I taught it, and he thought it was cool. So it's Forest Haven, Becoming the Enemy on Valley Sounds.
The enemy.
Last song was Tres Locos, My Song. It's my song, but it's titled My Song. So as far as Tres Locos, we've been together since 2013. So we're at like 12 years now. Me and Casey, the bass player, been together for the majority of it. He's been playing in the band for, I guess, a little over 11 years. Lance joined the band, who's also the drummer for Forest Haven, about 6 years ago. After our original drummer left, you know, we just kind of play a weird blues rock hybrid. Started out more blues forward in the early days, and it's kind of gone more rock forward in the last few years. Some shows that I've got coming up, May 24th at Mad Malt's. We've got the Let's Get Rock with Spirit Guardian from Birmingham, which is one guy. He has drum machines, and he plays instrumental metal. He's really good. Blind the Sky from the Shoals area, which is a two-piece, also with program drums, and they're progressive rock. Angry Native, which most people in the area know who they are. They're bluesy soul rock. They're one of the goats around here. And then my band Tres Locos and High Gravity Project, which is metal. They play some originals. They play a lot of covers like Black Sabbath and The Sword and stuff like that, Motorhead. The next song is The Weight. That's off of one of my solo albums, I guess. Maybe my second solo album that I did. Casey, who plays with me in pretty much every iteration that I do musically around here, he was him and his brother were the engineers and went over to their house on a Sunday and just recorded everything live, you know, acoustic guitar and a loop pedal. And there's not really any story or meaning behind the song. It's just, it's hard to come up with titles for instrumental songs. So just kind of think of the mood, I guess. So that's what I came up with.
Here's Mike Slayton with The Wait on Valley Sounds.
Thank you.
That last song was New Beginnings. It was one of my solo songs. Recorded that during the pandemic when everything was shut down and bands weren't playing, and there might have been one bar in town that was still having live music. We were trying to play it safe, though. We took a 13-month break. And 6 months into the shutdowns and lockdowns and everything, I was sitting there wondering if I was ever going to play live music again. So I figured I've got to figure out a way to keep doing this, because a lot of people got depressed and they quit. Bands broke up. People just stopped playing. I took the opposite approach, that I don't want to do that. So I'm just going to learn how to record. So I'd always wanted to have a home studio. So I ordered a little digital 8-track recorder, taught myself how to record, and just wrote music and recorded stuff every day for probably a year. So I put this on my one of my solo albums that came out. It's got a lot of like harmonic tapping and stuff, influenced by a lot of the Michael Hedges and Andy McKee and those amazing acoustic guitar players that I can't follow, but that was kind of my attempt. And of course, you know, there's the movie August Rush with Robin Williams that came out decades ago. That was kind of inspirational too, because they've got all that kind of crazy guitar tapping stuff in the movie. So I just tried to come up with something that was mellow and cool sounding. So I guess the next song is Voodoo by 5 O'Clock Charlie. 5 O'Clock Charlie is, you know, they're local legends. Love all those guys, play a lot of shows with them. And Voodoo, for me personally, has always been my favorite song that they play, that Mike Roberts wrote. I mean, he's written songs since that are amazing too. He's probably the best songwriter in Huntsville, in my opinion. This is 5 O'Clock Charlie with the Voodoo on Valley Sounds. We'll be right back.
Lord, I'm waiting.
That last song was Live for This Moment by Blind the Sky on Valley Sounds. Those guys I met a few years ago. I'm trying to remember how we met, but somehow got in touch with each other, and we've been playing a lot of shows together. They're from the Shoals area, of course. It's two guys. They program all their drums into their pedal boards. It's very intricate. A lot of people, you know, they shy away when they hear they don't have a live drummer, but then when they see him, they understand because they sound like a five-piece band. Sometimes the bass player is playing something and he's got a pedal and it sounds like he's playing piano, and their songs are very epic. Just amazing musicians, great guys, great song. I mean, any song I pick from them is going to be awesome. So the next song is going to be called When We Were Young by Tim Cannon. He's also a Shoals artist. Primarily, he plays solo acoustic gigs, but he's also got a band, Tim Cannon and the Dirty Power. And he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Shared a couple of gigs with him. You know, we've gone to each other's gigs, and he's probably got one of the best voices in North Alabama. The guy's an amazing singer, a great guitar player. This is Tim Cannon, When We Were Young, on Valley Sounds.
Stand outside It's gray with a little white. And how does this relationship? And everyone's so tight. Little chances, little hands, little questions.
That was Ledbetter with Little Kites on Valley Sounds. They're also a Shoals area band that we've played some shows with. Great guys, great musicians, Colin, Mikey, Kevin, Zach. there's something different in the Shoals. There's definitely something in the water. There's a theme, you know, whenever you hear Shoals artists, and obviously I'm playing a lot of them on this program. Any chance I get to play with any of these guys from Shoals, it's kind of an educational experience. They've just got a lot of soul in their music. It's just a Muscle Shoals sound. They're a rock band, but it sounds like a Muscle Shoals band. The next song will be Anku. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, by the band Ace. They're a local extreme metal band. I'll just put it that way. Joey, Eric, and Jerry, all great musicians. I've known those guys for a long time. Joey was a roadie on my first tour with my old band Sciatica 20 years ago. And I used to come to a lot of the shows I used to put on. And then Eric is, you know, he's one of the best metal drummers in the area. And then Jerry, he's been around. He's played in a bunch of punk bands and actually was in a band that played my Sciatica reunion show that we did at the Copper Top back in 2013, I think it was. Good stuff.
Never in time.
I'm Mike Slayton. This has been fun. Appreciate you listening to all the music that I picked out. There's lots of great local talent around here. This is just some of it. So I've got, of course, anytime you see Mike Slayton Productions, go to the show because it'll be good. Always a good lineup. Great bands, maybe some bands you haven't heard before. So we've got Mad Malt's Let's Get Rocked coming up May 24th. It's $10, all ages. Mad Malt's is a great venue, very welcoming for local music and, you know, family-friendly, good beer. Dogs can come. And that lineup's going to be Spirit Guardian from Birmingham, Blind the Sky from the Shoals area, Angry Native and Trace Locos and High Gravity Project from the Huntsville area. And then, of course, we've got the big stadium show at Joe Davis Stadium, June 7th. That's at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $15. You can get them online. Just go to you can find them on Eventbrite, the Moonlight Showcase, or you can go to any of my socials on Facebook, Mike Slayton Productions, Mike Slayton personal page, Trace Locos. You can find all that on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Mike Slayton 1, and that's got all the stuff on there. And that June 7th show at the stadium is going to be Nodding Off, Blind the Sky, Angry Native, Trace Locos, and New Atomic. So I appreciate you listening. You've been listening to Mike Slayton on Valley Sounds.
Valley Sounds is a production of 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio. If you liked what you heard on the show, you can find a playlist and podcast at WLRH.org or on the WLRH app. If you would like to be a guest host on Valley Sounds, please come host the show and share the local music that rocks your arena, then send an email to music@WLRH.org, and you may be on a future show. Thanks to all the local bands that continue to create great music in the Tennessee Valley. My name is Marcia Ahrens, and I look forward to sharing more music with you next week on Valley Sounds.